And it is so great to have Kelsey Kaplan in with us, fashion influencer, blogger, and a woman who has five times as many followers on Instagram.
50,000 Instagram followers.
When I looked, I was not happy. I want to know, how do I get those?
We've also been shooting a lot of weekly beauty blogs together at 997now.com, and you can follow her at Kelsey Kaplan Fashion. But hey, Kelsey, thanks so much for being here today.
I'm happy to be here.
Look
thanks for
gorgeous.
Having me.
Now, I have to say, those heels. I remember the one and only time I did drag.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think that you have to practice. So the day of, I just had the heels. I nearly killed myself today. How are you walking in
those? Well, these are the Sokate Louboutins, and they are the worst. Ooh. I'm not going to lie, but they look the prettiest, so I'm just sucking it up, but I'm wearing them anyway.
Standing, not even sitting.
Are you like Oprah? Are you a woman who wears the fancy shoes, but then when you sit down, you take them off?
Oh, no. I wear them all night long. Even if my feet are bleeding and I have blisters, I will not take them off and walk down the street barefoot. I wear them anyway.
Oh, I do that.
Hey, I have a question for you, because one thing that I struggle with dressing is, I have to definitely wear, I learned this late in life, I am not super short, but I'm shorter, right?
Yeah.
And so, and I have, like, my legs are stocky and muscular.
Yep.
If I wear baggy clothes, I look like a big fat cow. Yes. I have to wear
fitted garments.
Fitting clothes.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? Even if you're not super confident with your weight, you still need to wear things that fit, right?
Yeah, totally. No, I think I kind of have the same problem because I'm very athletic, but I'm also only 5 feet tall. I'm petite. So I have muscular legs, but I'm short. So when I wear baggy clothes, it looks like I'm swimming in
too
many articles of clothing. Yeah. So I think what you can do, especially from a man's perspective, is wear dark garments.
I'm wearing pink today, everybody. Thanks a lot.
You were saying legs. So wear really dark jeans. Okay. And if you're like a little bit paranoid that they're too tight, well, they're dark. They just look like black slacks.
Yeah.
That would be my advice.
I don't need
advice.
Y'all to see all this up in here if they're too tight.
Or do you?
You know, the other thing we were talking about is trends coming up for the spring. Before you get into spring trends, I did want to ask you about that. But we had a question, Becca, on the line.
Hey, Becca, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your question?
How are you? Hi, Becca.
Hi, my question is, I've been noticing a lot of ads coming up for the overalls. Are they okay for somebody who's in their 50s?
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're the ones who invented those things, baby.
No, a lot of 90s styles are coming back. Fashion is cyclical, so always keep that in mind. But really, I think that they're the great working garment to wear. I mean, maybe you're a mom and you have a lot going on and you're running around and you need big pockets to put your phone or whatever else it is that you have instead of a purse. I think they're totally functional and they're stylish. You just have to find the right pair for your body type.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks for the question. 888-456-9970. Shout out your Instagram again. And then you and Shan are vlogging and blogging and all those things together.
We sure are. It's at Kelsey Kaplan Fashion.
And we've been doing a lot of beauty blogs. So whenever I have any questions, I go straight to her. She tells me all her skincare routines, her hair, what to wear, what not to wear. But I did have a question for you, Kelsey.
Sure.
What do you think of these Yeezys that Kanye is trying to come out with?
Yeah, so I know that this whole sneaker trend thing is like...
Those are not sneakers, though.
Those aren't
these
sneakers.
Look more like socks.
Socks. Yeah,
they're socks. I know, but here's the thing. Here I am standing on the radio in my 5-inch Louboutin heels that are terribly uncomfortable, and you can't even see my feet, so like, no, I can't. I don't identify with anything that looks like a dad sneaker or, you know, that dad sneaker trend or those sock things. I just can't.
Let me ask you this. There is a huge trend. Even our boss is doing it. I saw his wife makes him do it.
Okay.
I'm into it. Everybody's doing it. Our callers are calling about it. Face masks. You get them out, the face masks, you put them on, you wear them 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that any different than just putting on some moisturizer?
You know what?
I did one Sunday night with my daughter.
They're fun to do.
Yeah.
They're great for Instagram.
Yeah.
But is there any difference?
And you look like Michael Myers from the Halloween movie.
Exactly. You want to see my picture? I'll show it to you.
Yeah. So I don't think that it's it does anything differently than the topical ones that you can apply and then wash off. But I will say, what one tip that I have for you is, if you have any puffiness around your eyes, put one in the fridge.
Right,
put it in the fridge for like 30 minutes and then apply the mask. And it is so cooling, and the puffiness will be reduced so much.
Nice. All right, here's another question for me.
Okay.
I love to dress younger.
Mm-hmm.
I dress sporty.
Okay.
I hate dressing up.
Okay.
I think I dress younger. I'm wearing one of the long Justin Bieber t-shirts.
Okay.
Do I look absurd? Am I dressed too young for my age?
Oh, yes. My gosh,
and
no.
And I'm 22, so just so you know.
No.
I'm 22 years old.
You're definitely not dressed.
22 years ago. JK.
No, I like it. And honestly, you said you like to be comfortable.
I like to be comfortable and sporty.
Okay, but what you can do with an outfit like this is throw on a blazer. And then you don't like dressing up, but if you have like a business type attire, you know, function to get to, just throw on a blazer over that, and now you're all set. Good to go.
Okay, thank you. Another one, Benny, he likes just to wear t-shirts and jeans.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool for him, too. He can throw on a blazer and go to dinner.
Yeah. That is what I'll do, if I have a reason, if I'm going to a nice dinner or something, but I'll just wear, black t-shirt and some jeans, and then I'll put a blazer, maybe a pocket square.
See, you're already,
is that enough?
Yes,
boom!
You're already doing it.
Look at me. Just going to fashion.
And Shan, do you have any other questions for Kelsey? Because I have one last one.
I want to ask you, I've been thinking about getting filler.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten it?
Yes, I got it underneath my eyes.
You can't even tell.
I know, but I have dark circles under my eyes naturally. It comes along with the olive skin complexion. And I was just spending way too much time putting too much makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And I already take forever to get ready. Mm-hmm. So I got it, and it's
does it hurt?
Day. Barely. The needle is really thin, and it only took 10 minutes, so you can suck it up for 10 minutes.
That helps dark circles, and also I have impressions under my eyes, which
bags.
I get mine. I feel like we go to the same place to get ours done, to Dr. Bay's office.
Yeah.
Do you happen to go there as well?
I do happen to go to Dr. Bay. What are the chances?
It's weird that y'all have the same last name, too. Your last name is not Bay, but it is Kaplan.
It sure is.
I do have one question, being that we're coming up to summer here. What is the rule or your thoughts on the whole white pants after Labor Day, before Memorial Day?
Okay.
When can I wear my white jeans?
There are no rules. Wear your jeans whenever you want to wear your white jeans. I follow no rules.
I always thought the rule, basically, that was out the window. And if you're in warm weather, can't you rock white anytime? Like if you're in Miami, you could do whatever you want.
But winter white is a thing, too. So just wear it all year round.
All right. And quickly, before I know we got to go, but what are the colors? I think you're wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. The colors for spring. Taylor Swift released her new music video. It's am I right that pastels are in right now?
Huge. And lavender right now, actually, in particular. Yeah, lavender is taking over all the shelves and racks at your favorite retailers. But neon is also really hot.
Neon.
The 90s styles are coming back. So people are mixing neon and pastels, and I love it. It's so fun to look at.
All right, and shout out your Instagram one more time.
It's at Kelsey Kaplan Fashion.
And do we want to do this giveaway right now?
Yeah. We have a giveaway?
Yeah, tell them about it.
Yes. So I'm so excited to announce that today, Shan and I are hosting a giveaway for all of our lovely followers. And it's a huge beauty bundle that's worth over $500. It includes a ton of brands that you've probably already heard of. Aveda, Shades by Shan. Oh. It has Glam Squad hair care products, some Maui Beauty. It's really awesome. Go to Kelsey Kaplan Fashion on Instagram, and you can enter and see all the products that are in the giveaway.
Yeah, and good luck. We'll announce the winner later today.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kelsey, for being here. And he didn't get to be the star today, but Dr. Bay's also here with
Hi,
us.
Dr. Instagram husband.
Do you want to at least say hello? Hello? Just say hello.
Hello.
All right. Did you bring any Botox for me?
I brought you another breast
implant. Oh, great.
Now he has a pair.
That was a fun little stress reliever. I was playing with that. It's a fun little toy, the breast implant. Thank you.